Blog Talk Radio. Bilai mini shaitan your regime. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rakbilai Lamin. Arakman Rahim. Maniki Yomedin. Iyakana Aburu. Why Iyakana Stain. Dinesteroto Mustakin. Serota Ledin and Umta Alehim. Kairul Magdubi Alehim Walidolin. I mean. With Allah's name, the beneficent, the most merciful. All praises due to Allah, the Lord, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the worlds, the beneficent, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. The alone do we worship. And thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, thy favor upon, those upon whom thy wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, which is focusing on the removal of all images, including statues, from worship that portray divine, and the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. Today is February the 7th, 2023, and it is now 7:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that means that it's 6 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and it's 424 in Los Angeles, California. And this Blog Talk Radio Show is sponsored by Clara Muhammad STEM School. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, M is for math. And like I always say, which is coming from my Bible, which is my own opinion and understanding, that this does describe the religion of Islam, which teaches us all those things I just mentioned. If we read it, understand it, then we will be able to see that STEM, S-T-E-A-M, came from, or you can find it in, Islam, the religion of Islam. Because, I mean, you know, that's why we have scientists and mathematicians, engineers, and people, high technology, I mean, all of that. You know, quantum physics, all of that. So we just need to check it out and read the Quran. Then we will be able to understand why I'm saying that that particular word and those first letters of each word, this spells S-T-E-M and describes S-T-E-M, each letter. I give the meaning, you would see why I say that if we read the Quran and understand what we read, or search out what we read, or even ask somebody, then along with your knowledge and someone else's knowledge, then you can see where it makes a lot of sense, or it's plain. You know, there's nothing hard and difficult about this religion. Nothing is compulsion or compulsive in the religion of Islam. Can make you do anything, you know, and we are put together. Allah has blessed all of us to come together and made us so that we would, inshallah, come together to know each other, not to despise each other, but to get to know each other. And just know that we are really, tell the truth about it, a part of each other, because we all came from one creator, which is Allah, the one Allah, one creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, one creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, and he was Allah's messenger. So now we read and we understand and share knowledge that we have, that we can learn from each other and learn from our resources and become wiser, stronger, you know, and be able to help people understand the religion of Islam and what it has done for each individual, ourselves, what it has done for us individually, and why it makes things so much easier and simpler for us to understand. And we can go all over the world, fastest growing religion in the world. So we can think about that and look at that, just like Wali Ali said, just think about it. That's all he wants you to do. Just think about it. You know. So, and remember, you have to stop telling the children different things that you know that are not true. Your own self. It's not right for you. That's called misleading them when you don't tell them the truth. Jesus never said that he was God. The people gave him that handle because they somehow didn't understand when he said he made the blind to see, you know, the deaf to talk, you know. He didn't mean that there was a blind man and physically all of a sudden he could see the light, you know, instead of always darkness. And maybe in some ways he did mean that, but he definitely meant that. Oh, like, oh, okay, I understand now. Oh, I see what you're saying, you know. When you cannot see what anybody's saying when they're telling you something, but you understand, you can understand what they're saying. That's what that means. When you don't understand what they hear, they take it literally, you know, and not stop to think, or maybe even ask, you know. And Jesus also said that he came from the one who sent him. Okay? Not that he came on his own to try and convince anybody of anything or teach the same thing that had been taught before. He came on the scene. But he just came to carry those things out. He came to make sure that, or try and make sure that people understood what they had heard, you know. And if they still don't understand, then they will continue to believe that Jesus had said, that Jesus healed the sick and caused the blind to see and things like that. But then we get closer and closer once we study harder and harder, and ask questions of others as well. who have passed that way before. Remember when, I forget who the group was, who said, I passed that way before. You know, I felt that pain before. It took so long to see, you know what I'm saying? So, and that is when the revelation, well, I bless you with the revelation, on time and untime, on time and in time, when you are sincere about your presence, and wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the teachings, Islamic teachings that, we hear, and the reading that we read from the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now, I told you who the program was sponsored by, but I didn't tell you the ones responsible for this. I didn't tell you those individuals who worked in the capacities to carry this out, you know, to sponsor the program. Number one, Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad out of Los Angeles, California. Blessed to have the Blog Talk Radio show, and he blessed us to share it with him. Okay. He is a co-sponsor. Even though STEM itself, STEM school itself, is sponsoring. Sister Claire Muhammad's STEM school itself is sponsoring the show. But Brother Amin is a co-sponsor. Okay? We have what we call staff members who are hosts and those who are on frequently, mostly every time we're on, the Blog Talk Radio show is on, and they contribute and they participate and they share and they ask questions and they bring us up to date. So sometimes they bring us up to date current events that we might not have heard of as yet. So if we haven't, then there's somebody amongst the staff who's going to, or the guests sometimes, who will push one, as a matter of fact, on your receipt if you want to contribute or participate, who will push one and to participate and give us some up-to-date information as well. So you see, we are very, we have resources. We thank Allah for the resources of those who are so kind to come on and share with us. And the blessings that they get for sharing with us, the blessings we get for sharing also with others, and for those who might not have been on, and those particular guests were on to share with us. Okay, but we want to participate because this is not a one-man's band. You're a one-man's program, a one-man's show. So please, just do what you can to contribute. Some of you feel that we should know that you want to share with us as beneficial to children so they can be told the truth, as well as some of our adults as well. Okay, and we have hosts today. We have hosts every day of the week except for Fridays when we have Juma. Then we don't have the Blog Talk Radio show on Fridays. All the other nights, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, you will hear this Blog Talk Radio show with a message of concern and the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. And I'm the host tonight, one of the hosts tonight, and you'll have my husband, Abdullah Akbar, and we're from Decatur, Georgia. Then you'll have a brother, Suja, and Sister Quran Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Then you'll also probably have Brother A. Muhammad and his wife, too, sometimes will participate. He participates mostly. And they're out of Columbus, Georgia. And you'll have Sister Shif, oh my goodness, why can I call this his name? Everybody's name. And then it'll come out, Sharifa. Sister Sharifa, I love you. It'd be Sister Sharifa who will come on and help us to read information and explain things to us as well. She share her knowledge with us. And then you'll have Sister Quran Muhammad. I mentioned her. You know, well, she explains herself and expresses herself well on her input and her opinions, and shares some new knowledge as well a lot of times too. So we have, and they're from, I say, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Brother Muhammad, Sharif, and Sister Sharifa, Sharif, they're from New York, upstate New York. So you see, we have hosts, and we have sponsors, and we are always accepting any type of contributions that you have for us that will help us to grow and help us to continue to propagate the religion of Islam and the truth. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, this is since the 1st of February, Black History Month, and I did see it from the first day, if I'm not mistaken, maybe the second day, that I will be reading from Brother J.A. Rogers' book, Africa's Gift to America. Talks about quite a bit of things in here in this book. But I would also give the guests first preference to speak on what they would like to speak on or to share with us what they would like to share with us. And also the children, we won't forget them. We're not going to forget the children. And our main concern with them is telling them the truth about the image, you know, because they will definitely ask questions, little minds, little brilliant minds, and they will definitely ask questions. If not right now, then when they get a little older, only a few years, maybe older, then they will definitely ask questions. And we have to be ready to answer them with the truth and not a tall tale, as they say. It's not a false information. We don't want to falsify information for them. That's what's happening with the world today. With a lot of us, we were growing up, we didn't talk the real truth ourselves. And that's why we need to do it. A lot of people think we're trying to go against something, you know, go against other people's maybe beliefs. It's not that. We're not going against anybody else's. We respect everybody's religion. And that's why we want our respect as well. But we do give our opinions on what we think about other doctrines or other information that others may give out, especially when we're talking about the children. Because we want them to hear the truth and nothing but the truth. Time is out. You know, time is up for all that infatuation and other stuff and sugarcoating and all this stuff. We can't do that. We can't do that. And we don't ask for monies as far as a lot of donations to keep the people coming back. And we don't want to say the wrong thing to them to deter them or to discourage them from coming. No, if we tell them the truth, everybody should be able to hear and adhere to the truth, regardless to who it is told by. We should respect everybody's opinion. Everybody's opinion should be respected, whether we believe it or not, or agree with it or not. Everybody's opinion should be respected. That's the way we want to keep this program respectful to everyone, regardless, and we want to let them know that from the beginning.
because we don't want to, not any one person just coming on the program and taking up all the time. We want to share this time we have. We have 2 hours, and believe it or not, it is 7:41 already. 8 o'clock hour is almost here. It's because people are slow coming on tonight, but that's okay. Once they come on, we still want to be able to offer them something that's beneficial, the children as well as the families, the adults. Can you hear me? Oh, I thought this phone was on loud enough, but I see that it wasn't, so I just pushed it. Okay, first of all, I want to start off. I'm your host, Sadia Hanan Shabazz Akbar from Decatur, Georgia, and my husband, Brother Abdullah Rasul Akbar. We're here in Decatur, Georgia. If anybody have any input now at the beginning, or you want to wait till later, don't forget, just push one on your cell phone, one on your phone receiver, and be brought into the queue. Okay. And I mentioned to you, too, about this month being Black History Month. And we will expound on a lot of things about Black History Month, things, especially Africa's Gift to America by J.A. Rogers. Okay. Let me turn to the part about the children and the COVID is out there still, people, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, everybody. The COVID is still there. Wide open and stronger. So just don't forget, please don't forget to wear your mask. Social distances and all that. You don't have to get right up in anybody's face to talk to them, okay? But just social distance is 6 feet. Okay, let me get my... You're trying to cut my phone off, y'all, because they say I got too many spams. I don't know how I get them. Look like I erase them as they come in a lot of times, and they pop back up, so... one messenger come in and I'll try to check it out, see what it says, and scroll down, and it just goes down just like a ribbon going round and round and round and round, you know, and goes all down and see, bring back the ones from last week and all this sort of thing. So Apple is doing the job on me. I'm trying to hang in there. Okay, let me get this. Okay. Now, they're talking about the children's urgent care, and they're talking about how the children are still taking up a lot of space in the emergency care units. And they're passing on. Okay, a lot of children are. Okay, there's another one. Okay, they're trying to locate me local, and I'm trying to get worldwide. You know, they always want to give you what they want to give you. My goodness. If anybody else though want to contribute something while I'm pulling up, I thought I had saved it where I wanted to be, but like I said, the phone's acting up so badly. Thank you. Okay. It says, in theory, can we raise children not to COVID? How do we explain COVID? No, they're talking about some other COVID. Okay, if you don't put something else on your kids. Okay, here we go. It says most children who catch the COVID-19 virus have only a mild illness, but in children with MIS-C, after infection with the COVID-19 virus, the blood vessels, digestive system, skin, or eyes become swollen and irritated. MIS-C is rare. It most often happens within 2 months after having COVID. Okay, within 2 months after having COVID. This is the new release right here. Oh, boy. And the MIS, capital M, capital I, capital S, dash C, or hyphen C, and COVID-19. And it stands for multisystem inflammatory syndrome. In children, multisystem, M is for multisystem, I is for inflammatory, S is for syndrome, in hyphen, and capital C is for children. The okay. And it says that multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children is a rare condition associated with SARS, S-A-R-S, hyphen C-O, capital C-O, and then capital V-2, having the virus that causes COVID-19, okay? That is the virus that causes COVID-19. And the information they want to give for pediatric healthcare providers, that the most common symptoms of COVID-19 in children are fever and cough. Okay, fever and cough. In my, it will move. Okay, let's go to this one then. John Hopkins Medicine, MIS-C. Okay, we have someone who would like to speak. I'm going to bring her on in. I try to pull the rest of this up. And then we're going to talk a certain at a time. Then we're going to get off so I can finish with this, doing something, giving some information. You know, we're going to have a little conversation, but then we're going to give some information out, too, and let people respond to the information we give out, which is pertaining to the COVID as well as Black history we're going to do. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
How you doing, Sister Quran?
I'm doing fine. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to express something that what I did. I called my children, my grandchildren. I called some yesterday, and I called some today, and close family members that I know, you know, and very close friends, and the children mainly. And I told them, I said, and I told them to tell their children too, is that when you get in trouble, I said, don't call on mama. Don't say, mama, don't call on mama because mama ain't going to hear you. I said, you call on Almighty God, Allah. I said, that's who's going to hear you. Because every time I see each one of these brothers that got killed by the police, and the other one, yeah, both of them got killed by the police. The first thing they said, "Mama," I said, "Don't do that. Mama ain't gonna hear you." Mm-hmm. I said, "Allah is the one that's gonna hear you."
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them about the story that I had, and I start talking to Allah, and the person put the gun down. So I'm telling you. Only one going to hear you in law, and the law is control of everything.
That's right.
Law controls it all. Alhamdulillah.
Right.
So that's what I want to say, that to tell our children to do that. Stop calling on mama when they get in trouble like that, especially when they think they see death. Don't call on mama. Call on Almighty God. As-salamu alaykum.
Mm-hmm. Well, alaykum as-salam. You're so right, Sister Quran. They can call on mama if they want to, if it helps them a little bit, but they know, number one, is call on God, you know, call on the creator of the heavens and the earth, because you know definitely he's in charge at all times. God is in charge at all times and in full control, and he's going to be the one to really do the say be, and it is, you know, and save the child or save you from your when you get into these kind of a situations where you feel you have nobody to help or nobody to call on, you know. Mama, yes, because they, yes, that's okay. But don't stop there. You know, make sure you get to God. Make sure you call on your God. Yeah, make sure you call on the line. No, you don't need to call in Jesus either. You need to call in Jesus either. Because, okay, what did you say?
Well, I want to say in those type of situations, in life, and death situation is the law. If you don't want nothing else, that one, the last word you want to come out of your mouth is Allah.
Right.
Because mama ain't going to be there. You know that. Mama ain't going to hear you. It's Allah, especially that life and death situation. Now, if you be in a range where mama can hear you, I don't know. But when you out there like that life and death situation, it's God is the only one. Almighty God, Allah is the one that's going to do the helping. They're going to say, stop. I seen a lady got shot. I'm going to tell you a true story. I seen a lady got shot in the head quite more than one time, and she survived.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that had to be a law right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Absolutely right. Got to learn, got to teach them to call on Allah. Because I can remember, it's not, this is a passing on, you know, from it's someone else's experience. And they passed it on. They said that the person, how do we put it now? Oh, the person was calling on Jesus, and the person told this relative, "Well, I kept calling. You told me to call on Jesus when I was having a problem. I kept calling on Jesus and calling on Jesus. It looked like he wasn't doing it. He wasn't coming. He wasn't coming." And the person told him, "Say, yeah, you called on Jesus, but did you call on God?" You know,
that's
so,
right.
That right there, you know, that's one of the other things that we can use, one of the other sayings we can use for our children, you know, like you just said, call on God. Yeah, call on God. No need to call on Jesus, and I'm just call on God. That's who you want to call on. Okay, now I want to know if anybody else has anything to say before I start reading, because I'm definitely getting ready to read about Africa's gift to America. And I'm going to ask, the question I want to ask is, I'm going to read off what's in the index of the different topics, and you tell me which one you would prefer to hear first, okay? Now, if we're... Let me do a little bit more about my children now. A little bit more about my children. As MIS-C and COVID-19, uncommon but serious inflammatory syndrome in kids. I hate for them to say kids. I like children. Kids are baby goats. Okay. And children are not baby goats.
Okay, this one it says COVID in babies and after children. It says kids, children syndromes and prevention. Doctors have noted that some children may experience a condition called. Come on, you know these things. I think it's people controlling them. Oh, do you know this is not going to let me? I got to go through a whole lot of changes to get to it. But it says, okay. Anyway, it's talking about a pediatrician at Johns Hopkins Children's Center and an infectious disease expert at the Johns Hopkins Hospital talked about COVID-19 symptoms in children and how to keep babies and children safe. The risk infected children may pose to others. And an overview of MIS-C, an uncommon but serious condition that may be related to exposure to the virus. They're still researching that may be related. Okay, what should parents know about coronavirus variants in babies and children? Coronavirus variants, including those with mutations that make them more contagious. Mutation means growing and, you know, and continue to grow, okay, that make them more contagious, continue to spread, particularly in areas with low rates of community COVID-19 vaccinations. For children too young to be vaccinated and adults who have not received coronavirus vaccines, it is important to follow proven COVID-19 precautions, such as mask wearing when in public, indoor places to reduce the chance of becoming infected with the coronavirus. Indoor activities are riskier than outdoor activities, but risk can be reduced by masking, distancing, hand washing, and improved ventilation, Milestone says. Okay. Then parents and caregivers should understand that children infected with the coronavirus can develop complications requiring hospitalization and can transmit the virus to others. In rare cases, children infected with the coronavirus can develop a serious lung infection and become very sick with COVID-19, and deaths have occurred. That's why it's important to use precautions and prevent infection in children as well as adults. Okay, then he goes on to talk about the newborns and babies. Okay, they get the COVID. Okay, and I think I might have gone over this before. What time is it now? Okay, it's 8 o'clock. We can get on to the reading now. Okay, it says, can newborns and babies get COVID? It appears that women infected with the coronavirus is very rare cases pass disease to her baby. Infants can also become infected shortly after being born. My goodness. According to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which is capital C, capital D, capital C, okay, most newborns who test positive for the COVID virus have mild symptoms or none at all. Well, how do they test positive? And recover, but serious cases have occurred. Pregnant women should take extra precautions, including talking to your doctor about getting a COVID-19 vaccine to avoid the coronavirus. Not true. There is no evidence that the virus causes, right, COVID-19 is present in breast milk, but because there is a possibility of spreading COVID-19 during breastfeeding through respiratory droplets. Respiratory droplet means when you cough and somebody's close up on you and the droplets, you know, go and the other's breathing in next, right, in front of your face and you're coughing and they breathe it in the droplets that come from your coughing. You know, that's what droplets mean. That's how it can be spreaded too. And also it seems like it's from with breastfeeding because there's a possibility of spreading COVID-19 during breastfeeding through respiratory droplets. It is very important to follow safety guidelines. Learn more about COVID and breastfeeding. Okay, COVID symptoms in babies, toddlers, and children. General COVID-19 symptoms in kids and children and babies are milder than those in adults, and some infected children may not have any signs of being sick at all. COVID-19 symptoms for children and adults include cough, fever, chills, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, muscle or body aches, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell, diarrhea, headache, new fatigue, nausea or vomiting, congestion or runny nose. Okay. I should read a little part and then go on. It is 8:02 now. Some symptoms of COVID-19 and the flu are shared, and it may be difficult to determine which of either might be present. People with flu-like symptoms should be careful about exposing other people and should get tested to see if they have COVID, says Milston, one of the experts in it, in the experiment. Testing for influenza virus can also be important, as available medicines can help reduce symptoms in those with influenza. Fever and cough are common COVID-19 symptoms in both children and adults. Shortness of breath is more likely to be seen in adults. Children can have pneumonia with or without obvious symptoms. They can also experience sore throat, excessive fatigue, or diarrhea. However, serious illness in children with COVID-19 is possible, and parents should stay alert if their child is diagnosed with or shows signs of the disease. Children with COVID-19, when to call 911. Parents or guardians should immediately seek urgent or emergency medical care if they notice these warning signs in a child: difficulty breathing or catching his or her breath, inability to keep down any liquids, new confusion or inability to awaken, oh my goodness, then blush lips. Means the lips that chafe like may need some lip gloss or some Vaseline or something on them. Okay. Okay, so that's talking about that. Signs of disease, okay. Okay, children with COVID-19, when to call 911. Parents or guardians should immediately seek urgent or emergency medical care if they notice these warning signs in a child: difficulty breathing or catching his or her breath, inability to keep down any liquids, new confusion or inability to awaken, and bluish lips. Bluish lips means no oxygen in them, because if the oxygen was in them, then their lips would be pink, like. But when they're blue, that means oxygen is appearing, just like under the fingernails, you know, just like the fingers. They're blue. They get kind of blue, too. They're called cyanotic, you know, and it means there's no oxygenated blood in them. When they're not cyanotic, then they're pinkish. The nipples are pinkish, okay? Hand washing and COVID and coronavirus prevention for children. Hand washing, along with limited exposure to people who are or might be sick with COVID-19, is key to keeping your children healthy. Our expert shares how to properly wash hands and make it fun for the whole family. Let's talk health. It says, the new normal for kids during COVID-19-Part 1. Children with medical conditions, how can immunocompromised kids get the care they need? We shouldn't even be asking all those type questions. They should be giving us the answers to them. They should have done research on them and to give us the answers to them. Okay, and what I'm going to do, we'll read a little bit of this later on, but right now I want to go to the book, and I would like to read. Put this on hold right here for a minute. 8. It's like sounding like moving too fast, and that's a alhamdulillah. That's a alhamdulillah. If time is not moving too fast, that means we'll be able to cover all we want to cover. And I'm going to go back to what I had mentioned to you before, and I was asking. I'm going to read off the titles in the index, and you can tell me which one of the titles that you would like to hear me read first to you. Okay. It says Prehistoric Africa, and it says fossils trace man back 600,000 years in gorge in Africa. And then they got part one, the African background. Talking about African background, prehistoric Africa. And they have the Bushmen up here. I know everybody heard about the Bushmen in the Quran. The Bushmen are there in Australia, and they are dark-skinned people with the blonde hair. They play music on the bamboo. They make that out of bamboo. I don't know if you call them stalks or shoots.
Cane.
Bamboo cane. Okay. Okay, that's that. Okay, I know that. That'll be one for me to read first and then explain it to you, but that's just the beginning of a page of little history on it. While this book was written, and I think I read about that the first time. Okay. Do you want me to read why this book was written, or you want me to go on into the chapters and read some of the chapters?
Go into the chapters.
Go to the chapters.
I said go into the chapters. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Some information in there. Well, they got parts, not chapters.
What about the fossils? The one that said about the African people that have those fossils for so many years.
Okay, that was the beginning. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the prehistoric Africa. Fossils trace man back 600,000 years in Gorge in Africa. Okay. It's called Leopoldville, Belgian Congo. August 23rd. Reuters, human fossils about 600,000 years old, possibly the earliest known trace of man, have been found in Tanganyika. Tanganyika. It doesn't say Tanganyika, Africa, but I guess it would be. Dr. Louis S.B. Leakey, a prominent anthropologist, said that his wife, also an anthropologist, had found the fossils among animal remains in the Oldowey Gorge in Tanganyika, July 17th. Okay. And we're talking about, okay, July 17th, 1959. Oh, it's late as 1959, okay. And it says, Dr. Leakey, 56 years old, a British expert on East African anthropology, has searched for many years to prove his belief that man originated in Africa. He is curator, C-U-R-A-T-O-R, curator of the Corydon Museum of Natural History in Nairobi, Kenya. Dr. Leakey reported his wife's sign to the Pan-African Congress of Prehistory here yesterday. 60 delegates from 15 countries, including the United States, are at the Congress. Crude tools were found with the fossils, suggesting some form of human culture. Dr. Leakey said, he said, a reconstruction of the bones showed a skull that was estimated to date from the second half of the Pleistocene geological era, 600,000 years ago. New York Times gave this information. New York Times, August 24th, 1957. My granddaughter, Sophia, great-granddaughter, says she wants to be an anthropologist, which examining fossils and stuff. Anyway, the rest of this is National Geographic Magazine, September 1960, has a picture of one skull and quotes Professor Leakey as saying that it was that of the first tool making human, and that the discoveries strongly support Charles Darwin's prophecy that Africa would prove to have been the birthplace of mankind. I guess what they call it, the motherland. Okay, proof. Leakey has since discovered a still older skull, considerably more than 600,000 years old. With it were other human relics, one of them a child. New York Times, February 25th, 1961. The age of the skull is now set at 1,750,000 years ago. New York Times, July 23rd, 1961. Okay, now, that's all that on that. Let's move, go on. Okay. And then from there, it goes to part one. It gives a picture, a map of true Negro and Nilotic Negro. What is all of this? You mean you tell me we have different types of Negroes? Well, I guess it would say true Negro. I don't know what they mean by that. You got true Negro in this area, true Negroes in one area, true Negroes in the other area. Then you have Nilotic Negro in one area, Nilotic Negro in another area. So there were Nilotic Negro and true Negro. This is the way it looks on here. And then the Bushmen developed from pygmies traveling south. Hottentot evolved from Bushmen. Hottentot evolved from Bushmen, home of the Pygmies. Masaba, oh, they got a Masaba Negro too, over here by the Nilotic Negroes. It's got a map of Africa. It's shaped like Africa. And instead of having different parts of Africa, it's got the Negroes pronounced.
Sound like a,
you know. Huh? What'd you
just
say?
Just a diet.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you a question. Are they using the word Negro in there?
Yeah,
because see that that's not, that's why you can't be missing falsehood up with truth, you know,
mm-hmm.
because although Negro mean black in Spanish, but the idea that word was not there during that time. Named they should have down what the name of those people were, you know. The reason why they call us Negroes because that's distinguishing us from other African dark-skinned people.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nobody else Negroes or black but us.
And what you say so, now? What you just say? What you say? Nobody but us is black or what?
I said the word Negro did not exist. That was not in the vocabulary during that time.
Okay,
so they should even use that. They should name the name of those people. That's all they're doing is degrading, you know. And
okay.
I think that that's why I say you shouldn't mix lies up with falsehood. That's a lie. Because
right.
there was no Negroes back there during that time. Negroes and black,
right.
We have a different. When with somebody like the African people, just think about it, they say they black or you know, they say, no, I'm not. Because they know they wasn't have our history, most of the Negroes, what their history what do we have behind us? Slavery behind us. So that's why the Africans said, no, I ain't no Negro, I ain't black. And so, but what I'm just trying to say is that I don't even know if to believe that or not, because how dare they use the word Negro?
Right. That's why that's why you have a reference here. That's why you have a reference right here. They themselves too, they're just discovering something. They didn't go any further than this part right here. This is really the beginning when they first get started. And this is in 59. So they knew about what they were calling us Negroes, the darker skinned people, Negroes. Even though we had other names for it, this is the extent that they knew. And they are reading fossils. They're the ones who are experimenting in all this, you know. So, and they did know that. So they used their knowledge, even though it was in modern times of the 19th century, you know. So, yeah, we got 1959 over here. That's the oldest one I see. Then they got August 23rd. Well, that's the same thing, August 23rd, 24th, 1959, New York Times wrote on that. And I was trying to look for some other dates, but I don't see. Yeah, go ahead. July 23rd.
Oh, yeah, I said, and I said, so what other lie did they telling, you know? Because that don't make no sense. How dare they call the people? That's the first time I heard somebody call the people back there in the ancient days, you know, or Negroes or black. They called them by what they were at that time.
Okay, well, see, they're calling them black because this was not, they're not back there in those days, and they probably don't even know the name of the dark-skinned people that were back there in those days, except for the Pygmies. Now, I do see they have Home of the Pygmies, but they got all kind of other names and put, I guess to our own understanding who they're sharing this knowledge with, they're saying like Nilotic Negroes. These are dark-skinned people. This is the way, I guess, they're trying to get the message over to us, you know, by saying Negro. If you just say melodic or nilotic, then they may say, well, melodic, what type of people were they? Were they Caucasian? Were they light-skinned? Were they dark-skinned? But if they say nilotic Negro, then that lets us know that these are considered dark-skinned people. But
just to let people know
when you're to them, let them know that we're saying this to do this, just to let them know we're talking about dark-skinned people, but these people are Nilotic in Africa.
And you said the key word, Daya. You said the key word. Use the word dark-skinned people.
Yeah.
They use the word dark-skinned people. Why use the word Negroes when you know what Negroes, when you think of a Negro, first thing you come about, you know they were slaves and that was our people. That's the first thing you're going. That's the first thing that comes to. I mean, that's what that comes to your mind, that they were those kind of people, and they wasn't. That wasn't even us. That wasn't even us. They were dark skinned people, but that was another type of tribe. That wasn't us.
Yep.
I'm saying. I'm just saying that they should use the right word, and that's the first time I heard them. I mean, that's the first time I heard anyone, when they talk way back in the ancient days, they always talk about that they gave them the name of that tribe, or either they're say an ancient tribe, or either they're say a dark skin. They use the word dark skin, you know, like that. But both based at that time, everybody probably was dark skinned anyway.
well, see, what I'm saying is, this what I'm sharing with you, the way I'm, the understanding that I'm trying to get from it myself. giving it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I can't see it. You know, what I see is just a picture of the continent of Africa. And this picture, talking about the people, they do say home of the pygmies. And they didn't give them no other, nothing about Negro. Just say home of the pygmies. And then Bushmen developed from pygmies and traveled south at Hottentot or something, involved, revolved, or evolved from Bushmen. Okay? So these people, the Hottentot and the Bushmen, were developed from the pygmies traveling south. Okay.
And all the pygmy was dark skinned. They were dark skinned. Yeah. That's what he said on Shaka Zulu.
Uh-huh. You show Shaka Zulu or something like that. I could have looked at it many, many times. Okay, yeah. So, and this is Sado, Masaba, people, and a true. They got a true Negro. I wonder what was that? The dark, dark, dark Negro. A true Negro.
A true Negro.
And we can look at it and laugh because we understand now real good. But talking to the children, this is the way we have to explain it to them also. Because otherwise, so that they can understand when they go back and read and try to read it to their children or even understand it themselves, they have to be the ones, you know what I'm saying, to look into this. They have to be the ones to understand what they're reading about and why. I see somebody else with their hand up, but I'm going to get to him through in about 2 minutes. And it's see, and they have a little nucleus that's the center of the African, the continent of Africa, in this diagram here that they have. And then they have Lake something and Victoria and something. Yeah, and then they have Nilotic. Okay. People up here, and then they have the River Nile, you know, stuff
look,
like that.
I just want to ask you one question before you get the person on. Is that who wrote that book? Was it an African American or what nationality wrote that book?
J. A. Rogers was an African American man, and was experimenting. He did many years of experimentation. And I guess he was doing the best he could to explain, you know, and I can understand that myself, and I can understand where you're coming from, too.
Yeah,
but nowadays,
I see back that time, okay. Y'all understand back at that time, they probably debating the knowledge wasn't out there like that.
Possibility too, because see this year now this is in 1959, and then July 17th, 1959, and this the other one, Dr. Leakey, was only 56 years old himself at that time, and he was a British expert on East Africa anthropology. He searched for many years to prove his belief that man originated in Africa. See, these are all experiments, and they're trying to, you know, prove their point. So this is how they're coming up with these names best they can to explain it to the people that's reading about it. Okay, you're going to bring the other one in there before they get impatient. We want to recognize the guests. We want to get back to the reading. But this is really good. And, you know, I really agree with them starting to teach black history in the high schools now. They're trying to fight against it, and they're using it. They said they got to. They're going to add this to the curriculum, and make it one of the mandatory courses in order for them to graduate. They have to pass it. They have to pass the Black History class that they have in order to graduate. So graduate is mandatory when they get it started. So I think that's real good. They should learn something or open their minds to learning something and thinking. You know, they're fighting against it, but it's winning. It's winning. Okay. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, that's Brother Rocky. Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank
go
you.
Right ahead.
Thank you all. All praise to the Most High, who created the lift of the sky and the distance and the width of the earth. He's the Lord of all worlds. Allah. We find that African American history is being applauded in America throughout the whole entire world. And we find the development of men and women have died just to see this day a month to be acknowledged on an international scale in America as African American history. It's something to be remarkable and proud of, the little development that we have achieved by all people working together. But in this month, we find our own people not being enthusiastic or not being motivated for us to celebrate. We find that other celebrations are more popular and more economy is being spent in our American economy. But we find that to the conscious amongst us, it's something to be thrilled and happy about. But it's so many that it's not conscious of who we are, of what we have done to even be in America. We find the root word of America means a mirror, means to read, to read. And we find that we are in the position to read. The nation of the brother, Akbar said, he said that we are stand up as black people, African American people. We stand up when a European officer takes one of our lives. But we don't stand up when African-American crime is on African-American crime. We don't stand up. The reason being is because the picture is God Almighty, the Almighty, and places of worship is European. And we feel so dishonorable. I'm talking to us as a people. We feel so dishonorable that our God have killed one of his servants on a spiritual language. And it's cruel to the mind when we stand up. Because the image around the world is a European as being God, and God's family. So we see it's something so cool to witness. But we don't stand up when African-American crime is a majority of the United States of America. We don't. Because we're looked at as peasants amongst our own people. And the more conscious we become, the more dangerous we become to our own kind, our own people. We don't fit in. It's not a feeling of fitting in or even trying to fit in a conscious mind. But we find in America, we have grown as a people, but we are still growing as a people in the language. To say black, the conscious amongst us know that black means hidden, degraded, evil. It's not a word to applaud and to give value to a name. Almighty God produced. It demotes the value and it unhumans the language and the mind by calling ourselves black and by them calling themselves white. By the European, our European brothers calling themselves white, we know white means pure. But the language has to be introduced to, the language has to be introduced to the thinkers amongst us. To the thinkers amongst us, the language has to be introduced so that we can utilize the NAACP. NAACP, FALC, all these other stations, they stand for African Americans to generate kind of not just a revenue, but to generate some unification and unity so that we can be established as a people. We find that we're cruel to each other. We find that the love that was once in our hearts given to us by Almighty have been taken and replaced by hate. And we find ourselves not being in the imagery of God's family, and it causes hate. It's like us as African American people. It affects everything. It affects our economy in the stock market. I don't know much about it, but the little I do know, that they put their money in on their holidays because they know their residual will be a residual that they can significantly utilize for their family's empire or their family's wealth. We have not yet to even begin to utilize our minds to acquire generational economic wealth for us and our communities and our neighborhoods. And we cannot depend on European America, regardless of they're in the government or not, to be responsible for our condition. Our condition. Well, I came in and the sign was stating that it's our community, it's our responsibility. This is something that Allah has gave to us as humanitarian rights. We have this right, but we don't uphold this right. We don't uphold this right. We don't uphold this right so that we can utilize so that we can do for our country, America. Majority of us don't even think of being American. Majority don't think of being American, even though we're in America. And the only line of duty that we serve is being in the military and hold the flag, which is not being represented correctly. We're not holding the flag for equality and justice and freedom. We know equality, justice, and freedom is responsibility. We know from being responsive, we have to be responsive towards our responsibility to our country. We see that soldiers deploy themselves back to America. And we see that their deployment, and we see that they're not interested in protecting America without order. They have not became their natural picture for them to be soldiers. It's as if they're doing it for a check. And they're not hearts. Because we see the progress, what they can do. They can help clean the streets up of America. In Chicago, we cannot even start the numbers of deaths from our young African Americans. We cannot acquire the deaths from us as African Americans throughout the United States. When our government starts to zone communities, that's insurance. That's put insurance on the light bulb, put insurance on the sidewalk, put insurance on this house, everything in the house, put insurance on the parks. Because they know in the African American community, which are the communities that are zoned, they're going to be killed. And if an oppressive mind is to utilize hatred to gain economics, then that's what an oppressor will do. We have not yet in America established as African Americans anything besides good leadership. And we know that good leadership comes to price.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to love.
Okay.
You start teaching love and unity. They take away from the goodness of humanitarian rights.
Right.
How many more minutes
okay.
I got?
Okay. You, well, close that. Yeah. Okay. Come back on early.
Yes. But
we appreciate.
We appreciate your input, Brother Rocky, and well taken. And we can take what you said and expound it on, and we can also learn from your sharing, and we appreciate it. Okay, does anyone else? Does anyone else have anything else to say? Any input? Like to participate? If so, just push one on your receiver. And you'll be brought into the queue, and your mic will be opened. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Shukran.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. When I was listening to my young brother, I was saying to myself, I said, that's why we need to, it's time for us to write our history. Because he used the word African American never had, and that's not true. All, like I said before, all that you're talking about, the buildings, the business, the banks and all that, we had that at one time. So that's why it's time, and then you got to remember, it never talks about, when they talk about it, they never talk about all the things that we invented, we discovered, that lives that we thousands and thousands and thousands of lives that were saved because of African Americans. They never talk about who did the first heart surgery. All of that, all those things that African Americans have done and invented and discovered, the electricity, the water, all that stuff, all that, the television, the internet, and how did they get to the moon? So what I'm saying is that.
You might be misunderstanding me, sister.
I'm not saying nothing negative, my brother. I'm just saying that
No, I'm not saying nothing negative. I'm saying that this is something, that's why we need to have our history. It's time for us to start writing our history so that our children could know. But that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything because we wasn't born during that time, but we were. And that's how we know. So that's all I'm saying. It's time for us to write our history. Alhamdulillah. That's all.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's all she was saying. That's all she was trying. The point she was trying to get was getting across, Brother Waikiki. Okay. Okay. And anybody else has it? Do they have anything else to say? Because I want this part right here. It's 8:42. And I just want to read these quotes right here. This is the beginning of the book. And we do have not a long ways because this month, February, already is flying, you know, the month of February. And we have what? How many days we have in this? Is it 29, 28? How many days do we have in this month, this year? I know we have a leap year. And they have February, what is it? 28 days. 29 days. So, okay, this is the leap year. We have 28 days in this month. So we have 28 days in this February of 2023. We have 28 days. Okay, so our Black History Month will be cut 2 days short. We won't have the 29th and we won't have the 30th day. We won't have the 31st day either, so we just only have 28 days. So we want to get covered as much as we possibly can out of this book. And I don't want to take up all the time reading this book without hearing any information or any input from anybody else on the line, you know. I want the guests to feel free to be able to come on the line and get their input, but we don't want the guests to take up all the time. I see I'm looking at this. They come back on, pay attention to the time they come on, and then give them the 10 or 15 minutes and then, you know, give time for the walk. So they'll know themselves from the beginning, so they'll know themselves when they start speaking. I think that's respectful and considerate. Okay? Who is this? Akbar. Yes, my husband, you were sharing with Rakim your phone. Okay. I saw Malikum. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say something about the book, Humanly Shaitan Rakim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. I would love to, I will bear witness, and I testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. In 1980, Imam Wajid Muhammad published a book called As the Light Shining from the East, by Wajid Muhammad. The book was put together in Chicago, Illinois, by Wajid Muhammad Public Company. And the table and some of the contents of this book is some of the things that he speaks about in his book, the Nation of Islam, the natural anatomy of the community life, the myths of the Bible, the first mother, spiritual form in human development, the three motivations, nature overflow, suicide, God, help our Lord, corrupt language, the womb, place of discipline and freedom, underdeveloped people, high sensation seekers, the scorn religious development. And we know all these things going on right now. Man, there's some more lectures in this blessed book that he made in 1980, as the light shining from East, and a few more is the people without, you know, what happened to people without culture. He said that people without culture are like a bark, you ain't got no bark on that tree, you can't tell what it is. Identifies the tree, the bark on it. He said, Negroes, American, a Negro, is it Negro, Black, African American, dead nation, the translation of, and he said sentiments and slavery in the aftershock of slavery, America, the beautiful peace, the black skin, black, grafted devil, the grafted devil, black, white. Human nature is descended from Adam, color, superiority, and inferiority. Human life is one. And not crime and liberty and neighborhood court, culture shock, revolution, first step, element of crime, moral strength. God will raise a witness admits of Dr. Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. 40 years of elevation. Survival of America. So he wrote, so this is a book that we should be trying to encourage the people to read. A little simple book, but have so much information in it. And this book has been revived in a bigger book in a new form. As the light shining from the east by Warriors G. Muhammad. We hope that we can get these books in all the people's hands because African Americans are teaching their children history in the private school they own from the home because these people don't want to be embarrassed. Slavery is an embarrassment, especially by the people that still alive and benefit from that. That's embarrassing to take a man and a woman and a child and do what they did. So, if God have condemned all that slavery brought about, the Bible condemned it, but they did it anyway. So what they say about them? They care more about their lifestyle, their money, their horses at that time, than they cared about us. If there's no paradise, according to their book, and the Quran backed that up. The Quran let them know what's going on in this world. You're going to see the results in the next world. Ain't no end and buts about it. So what they have done, they have showered their life here on this earth. Stronger than false. So we need the history, even the Jews' history. They say in their dictionary, they tell how they used to own slavery, own slaves. When Barack Obama became president, the Jewish mayor of Las Vegas threatened the president of the United States, the United States, that he was mad at him and didn't like him anymore because Barack Obama was trying to encourage people to stay away from gambling. There's a mayor threatened and nothing was done because you. And what the Jewish did and punished and insured all the slave ships and went over there and brought slaves back. They don't want you to say something about them. They are the worstest hypocrites in this day and time still. The Jewish people own everything and always telling to get their sympathy, how about the Holocaust? But never mention the Holocaust that we lived in. They lost, what, 5-6 million, they said? We lost 100 million. But they don't put no value. So we don't put no value. When we start putting value on ourselves, and you'll see a cleaner neighborhood. You'll see children like they used to see them, Their hair was combed. They were neatly dressed. They received love from their mama and daddy. They were kind. They were respectful. The outer one, those responsible, coming to our home through the TV, through the music, took our children away from us. Took a decent child and left an indecent. A decent mother and left an indecent mother. This was God knowing wrong, and God was against it, but they did it anyway. A lot of things never changed our condition.
Okay.
Until we change what's in our hearts about each other.
That's okay.
That we ain't gonna leave that kind of history, kind of example, that kind of question. Then we are failing as a ethnic group of people who've been put in this situation that we in.
Okay.
Because we're good people. So may Allah continue to bless us all. Let's keep working on this situation. Everybody do their part, and then the job will get done. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi barakatuh. Thank you, Brother Akbar. I'm going to, for your input, which is always very important and useful. I'm going to do some research myself on the amount of the Jews that were killed in the Holocaust and how many approximately of us have been killed during slavery. See where I can find that information from, and I will bring it back. And I also want to say that you're right when you say we should be reading Brother Imam, I always call Imams, Brother Imam. No. We also should be reading Imam W.D. Muhammad's book, As the Light Shineth from the East, because it does have a lot of important information on it about us and about our history. So, yes, we're going to make it a point of reading some of that, too, some of that book, too, because we do have it here. We have a couple of them here, As the Light Shineth from the East. And I appreciate your input. And that is 8:54 now. And I had just, I'm really, really happy that the participation that we had, and I even see new members. I saw one member, that's not the one. It was a 213, and I thought I remembered who that number was for, but he didn't put his name. Then he didn't let us know that he wanted to speak or anything, so I didn't call on him, of course. That's what I've been talking about. Editing. So if anybody has anything to say, then would it please push 1 on your receiver, and you can be brought into the queue, and you can speak your concern if you would like. If you can't get in here, then what you could do is just call 404. 421-5630 or 404-452-3312, and we will let you in ourselves. Okay, we do see another hand, and I want to recognize that right now, if you don't mind. And I was going to read something else out of the book. Don't forget, our book is focusing now this month on Africa's Gift to America by J.A. Rogers. And we're going to also get W.D. Muhammad's book and read some excerpts out of it, too, As Light Shines from the East, because he has a lot of information, too. Caller 478, last 4 digits, 7880. Could you speak your name and where you're calling from, please? Four seven eight, the first 3 numbers, and the last 4 numbers, 7880. Could you please speak your name and where you're calling from, please?
The way of change is the teaching of the people to follow truth and obey truth and represent the truth, Father.
I can't hear you, sir. Did you speak your name and where you're calling from?
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Oh, hiya, that's you?
That's what this number has been. Okay.
Okay. Maybe I need to change my number too then.
Okay. I pressed it twice and it wouldn't click over, so I pressed it a third time. So I'm in the queue now.
So we got you. Okay, and I got the number.
Okay.
Okay. What do you have to share with us?
I like to share about two or three poem cards. Okay, here's one. May God bless you and keep you. May he keep you safe from harm. May he have mercy on you and family. May the Lord always be by your side. May he protect you and bless you always. Have a wonderful night. Amen. Okay, here's another one.
You too. Okay.
A strong friendship doesn't need daily conversation or being together. As long as the relationship lives in the heart, true friends will never part. Amen. Yes. As-salamu alaykum. Allah subhanahu knows what your silent heart wants, even if you don't include it in your prayers. He hears what your heart whispers. He may not give it to you now, but someday, when you least expect it, things will happen in the best possible way. May Allah accept all your heartfelt wishes and du'as. Amen. Ooh. Amen. Amen.
Please. I feel some of that. Yes,
that's right.
Coming. I feel it. Okay, I want to thank everyone for coming on tonight, and we've had a very interesting night, and we've got quite a bit of information and interest and concern, and we've heard opinions and explanations, and it's all good. It's all good. Please join us again for the rest of the week, because if the brothers allow me, and I have that time, I would like to have another 30 minutes reading something from this book, and there's a light shining from the east, I would like to do that. But stay safe, and eat good, eat right, and we pray Allah bless you with what your desires are, wants and needs, and to bless the people who are suffering from this COVID and from these bad weathers and these fires and these floods and all that. You know, that's right there lets us know that we're living in a judgment, and we're living also in a new day, in a new time. So we are a new people experiencing a lot of new things, and we're willing and we pray Allah bless us to grow and share, you know, was beneficial. As-salamu alaykum. Would you pray us out? Could you close in prayer, please, Akbar? You still have your line open. You cannot? Are you going to? A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Assalamu alaykum.
Amen. Thank you.